I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1908. That was the day that three labor leaders of the American Federation of Labor, Samuel Gompers, John Mitchell, and Frank Morrison, were sentenced to jail terms for calling for a boycott against the Bucks Stove and Range Company. Bucks was headquartered in St. Louis. The company was notorious for being anti-union. The company's president, James Van Cleve, was president of the National Association of Manufacturers, which fought unions at every turn. In 1907, Van Cleve increased the workday from 9 to 10 hours for some of the Bucks workers. The workers went out on strike. In response, the AFL put Bucks on their "We Do Not Patronize" list. For that, the company asked the federal courts to intervene. Bucks argued that the boycott violated the Sherman Antitrust Act. The court issued an injunction. The AFL was told not to communicate about a boycott of Bucks. They were not even allowed to criticize the company in any way. The AFL leaders were also convicted and given prison terms. The AFL appealed, and the case languished through the court system until 1914. In the end, the U.S. Supreme Court dismissed the charges. Because so much time had gone by, it was past the statute of limitations. But the court did not answer the fundamental question of whether the boycott was legal in the first place. The long, expensive legal battle was a drain on the AFL's finances. Boycotts are an important tool for working people to register protests. Labor has long argued that the right to boycott is protected by the First Amendment's right to free speech. It's not surprising, however, that company owners will do anything they can to limit the power of workers. Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.